From WDAV Classical Public Radio and South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with World of Opera. This rollicking music is a staple in the concert hall, but it was written for another venue altogether. It's an opera overture composed to raise the curtain on Glinka's Ruslan and Ludmila. Now, that's not exactly an unknown opera, but we certainly don't hear the rest of the drama anywhere near as often as its popular overture. And the same is true of the overtures to many operas that are widely performed. This famous stormy music depicts exactly that, the storm at sea that opens Wagner's drama, The Flying Dutchman. And while the opera itself is performed quite frequently, the striking overture appears on its own, in the concert hall, more often than not. Glinka and Wagner are just two of the many opera composers who had a real gift for writing compelling overtures. Beethoven composed four overtures for his opera Fidelio, all of which are concert hall favorites. Many of Mozart's opera overtures are also popular in their own right, as are several from operas by Verdi. But when it comes to opera composers who truly mastered the art of the overture, there's one who stands out among all the rest, Gioachino Rossini. Thanks to the Lone Ranger, Rossini's William Tell overture may be the most famous overture ever. And a whole slew of his other curtain raisers have also become standalone hits, including this one, which launches The Barber of Seville. So when it came to overtures, Rossini was plainly in his element. A complete collection of Rossini overtures takes up an entire box set of CDs. And of all those brilliant scores, with the possible exception of the William Tell overture, the one that has most captivated concert audiences is this one, with its rather enigmatic beginning. Those dueling snare drums are the somewhat tentative opening salvo to Rossini's opera La Gazza Ladra, The Thieving Magpie. But it's not long before the music really gets rolling. And from there, we're launched into an opener that's been irresistible to orchestras, conductors, and audiences for nearly 200 years. By now, the opera that follows has become something of a rarity. But it wasn't always that way. La Gazza Ladra was an enormous hit at its La Scala premiere in 1817. Within 10 years, the opera made it all the way to Philadelphia. And when we do hear the score today, that success hardly seems surprising. So coming up, we have a rare treat, a complete production, overture and all, of Rossini's The Thieving Magpie. This time on World of Opera, La Gazza Ladra comes to us in a production from the 2015 Rossini Opera Festival in Pesaro, the composer's hometown. The stars are soprano Nino Machaidze and tenor René Barbera as Ninetta and Gianetto in a performance led by conductor Donato Renzetti.